Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard with the BBC News. The French authorities say the fate of the suspected ringleader of last week's deadly attacks in Paris remains unknown following a police raid early on Wednesday. They're trying to identify the remains of at least two people who were killed in the operation. From Paris, Tom Burridge.
The Paris prosecutor said a new team of terrorists had been neutralised before they could launch another attack. Eight people were arrested by police, but not Abdelhamid Abayoud, the Belgian-born militant who's previously thought to have been in Syria. Unconfirmed reports in the United States suggest he may have been killed during the raid. What is clear is that French intelligence received a tip on Monday that Abayoud might be in France, and it was this that led them to the flat.
Abdelhamid Abayoud was already known to the authorities even before Friday's attacks, in which 129 people were killed. From Belgium, Johnny Diamond reports.
From his upbringing here in the Brussels commune of Molenbeek, Abdelhamid Abayoud became a key part of IS's attempts to attack Western Europe, directing an attempt at slaughter on a high-speed train to Paris and a plot against churches in the French capital. Abayoud became a recruiter for IS in Belgium, using an extensive network of contacts from when he lived here in this run-down, heavily North African commune.
China has vowed to bring to justice the Islamic State militants responsible for killing one of its citizens who had been held hostage. The foreign ministry in Beijing named the man as Fan Jinghui. The Norwegian government said it had no reason to doubt that IS had also killed one of its nationals. Earlier, the jihadist group published photographs of what it said were the men's bodies. Police in Honduras have arrested five Syrians they say were planning to travel to the United States on stolen Greek passports. Will Grant reports.
The police in Tegucigalpa said that the men had been tracked after the Greek passports they were travelling on were reported stolen. Five of the men were detained as they arrived in Honduras from the Costa Rican capital, San Jose. A sixth had been turned back when he attempted to enter the Central American nation last week. The five Syrians were held on charges related to inconsistencies in their identification documents, as the men had allegedly replaced the photographs in the stolen Greek passports.
Scientists have identified bacteria in people and livestock in China that is highly resistant to a last resort class of antibiotics. They've described the discovery as extremely worrying. Professor Tim Walsh of Cardiff University was involved in the research.
The difference between this new type of resistance is that it is mobile, and that means it can be transferred from one bug to another. And so we've known that with individual bugs that cause infections, that we get total resistance anyway. But the difference with this is that the bacteria can pass it on from one organism to another, and the resistance can then spread.
World News from the BBC. The World Economic Forum has predicted that the pay gap between men and women around the world won't be closed for nearly 120 years. Naomi Grimley reports.
The data suggests women are earning now what men were 10 years ago, an average of just over £7,300, compared with £13,500 paid to men. The gap isn't expected to be closed until 2133. Progress is being made in other areas, though. In the past decade, a quarter of a billion more women have joined the global workforce. But this isn't necessarily translating into more women taking leadership roles in the workplace.
Bosnian police say a man who shot dead two soldiers and wounded another has blown himself up. The motive for the killings is unclear. Speaking after an emergency cabinet meeting, the Prime Minister, Denis Zvizdic, described the shootings as an attack on the state. The man had opened fire near an army barracks in Sarajevo and later on a bus. The Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, has indicated that he may consider resigning if the Colombian people reject a peace deal being negotiated with the FARC rebel group. It's expected that an agreement will be signed in March, followed 2 months later by a referendum. Leonardo Rocha reports.
In a BBC interview, Mr. Santos admitted that his political future hinges on the approval of the peace accord with the rebels, aimed at putting an end to more than five decades of conflict. He said he was confident that the majority of the Colombian people would vote in favor of peace, but if the deal was to be rejected in the planned referendum, it wouldn't be enforced. Asked whether he would then have to resign, the Colombian president hesitated and said, "I will be in serious difficulty."
The man who led New Zealand to victory in the Rugby World Cup last month, Richie McCaw, has announced his retirement. The All Blacks captain was the most capped player in the sport, competing in 148 test matches. And that's the latest BBC World Service News.